This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. While the president's travel ban is in court this afternoon, a teleconference, more properly, there is another immigration proposal that is going to be getting some attention. A bill introduced today by Republican Senators Tom Cotton from Arkansas and Georgia's David Perdue would cut the number of immigrant visas by 40% in its first year, 50% over a decade. For some context here, the U.S. admits about a million immigrants every year. The bill is emphatically not about national security. The stated aim of the RAISE Act, that catchy acronym thing Congress does for Reforming American Immigration for Strong Employment Act, is to reduce the number of unskilled immigrants to the United States, immigrants who often do those jobs that American workers will not. So Marketplace's Rima Kreis gets us going by looking at what a legal immigration cutback would mean for this economy.
Nadine Hariri's family owns two Middle Eastern restaurants in Toledo, Ohio. Together, they employ about 40 workers.
The vast majority are immigrants. They play a key role to our success, especially in the kitchen and in the back.
The bill proposed by Republican Senators Tom Cotton and David Perdue would limit the number of low-skilled immigrant workers. Workers who are often employed in construction, tourism, and restaurants like Hariri's. Here's Senator Cotton on MSNBC.
We're at record high levels of immigration in this country. I don't think our immigration system is working for working Americans.
Cotton's bill would favor immigrants coming in on employment-based visas and dramatically reduce green cards for adult relatives of U.S. citizens. It would also limit refugees to 50,000 a year. Jessica Vaughn is with the Center for Immigration Studies. She says it's a good bill.
Our economy now is not creating enough jobs to employ even all of the people who are here as Americans, much less a million new immigrants per year.
Raul Inhosa, a professor and immigration expert at UCLA, sees things differently.
They make jobs. Immigrants make jobs for the rest of us. Without immigration, the U.S. population and economy would be shrinking.
He says immigrants who are not yet citizens contribute more than $3 trillion to the U.S. economy.
This is a huge, huge contribution. That's bigger than most economies in the world.
And Jose says that will surely be part of the argument as the bill moves through Congress. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.